Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, our friends of Southwest Florida. We are here for another 4 hours trying to keep your life as normal as possible with all the craziness going on. I am Craig Sheeman here in Estero in our palatial studios. Chris on the other side of the glass. Pete Shepherd, of course, in his home studio in Bonita as we continue social distancing. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We got a big day today. Tom Brady spoke as a Buccaneer via teleconference. That was his press conference, but he was at his site and the media was huddled around their phones and speakers and all that. We'll get into that a little bit as well. Today we have Red Alert. It is a Tuesday. We've got Master Pete Theater. We'll have some fun with that as well. Tim Brando, he was scheduled to be on with us last week. Then all hell broke loose. He's not got much to do these days. He will join us today. We'll find out what it was like when he was in the middle of broadcasting tournament games and then had to cancel everything. We'll get his thoughts on whether college football will start on time as well. So we got a lot to do here. Pete Shepherd, how are you at the Palatial Estate today?
Palatial Estate is great. Had a nice round of golf this morning. And the big female gator that was there for many, many hours is gone. However, there is a giant turtle that is across from my pond right now.
How big?
Getting a lot of pictures from passerbyers here on number 5.
Give me a diameter. How big of a turtle?
It's big.
Like 3 feet wide?
Yeah, like 3 feet by, or 2 feet by 3 feet. It's big. It's a big sucker.
Did he scare off the mama alligator that just laid her eggs in your backyard
last night? He's on the other side. No, mama gator left. I don't know what time she left. When I woke up, I was outside at 6:30 and she was gone. But she was there until at least 8 o'clock last night. So, and that was, she was there a good 18, 19 hours.
Wonder what she's doing now.
Probably
they
avoiding...
They lay their eggs and move? And just hit the bricks?
Guess, yeah.
Huh.
Not sure.
Easy gig.
Anyway, how was your night? How was your guy's night?
Good. I went...
Did we partake in movie watching as requested?
No.
No.
Yesterday was weird for me. I went home. Dinner wasn't ready when I walked in the door. That was outrageous. So,
oh, my God. This is Fred Flintstone. Dinner wasn't home when I was ready. Wilma, outrageous.
So I made use of my time. I actually got a little workout in, then had a late dinner. And then I never turned the TV on. I sat down at my desk in my little office and just started reading the news on my phone, Facebook, complete waste of time. All of a sudden, I look up, it's like 10 o'clock. I said, oh, my God, I've wasted my entire evening. I've accomplished nothing. I did nothing. I went to bed early. Tossed and turned for a few hours and then finally fell asleep. So, yeah.
Tossed and turned for a few hours.
Yeah.
All while you could have been watching Age of Ultron from your bed.
You know what? I could have. Although my wife also went to bed at some point. She probably wouldn't want to watch it. So, yeah, that was my evening. What did you do? Because you just watch movies endlessly for 4 hours, or what'd you do?
Yeah, just watched a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Yep, had a nice dinner, had some beautiful stuffed peppers my wife made, and yeah, just watched some shows, sat outside for a little bit with a dog on the front lanai, change of venue.
Yeah.
And came back in, watched some more movies.
Wait a minute, you have two lanais? You got a lanai in the front and one in the back overlooking the alligator in the pond?
Yes.
You got a solarium and a couple of horses named Prickly Pete and Snoopy, in the Hamptons.
The front lanai is it's very big. It's bigger than the back lanai is nice, but the front lanai is big. It didn't need to be that big. They could have really utilized that space better.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's nice. Hey, can't complain. If that's the worst thing in life, then so be it.
All right, a Big 12 guy texting in a very important question. Did Chris drink last night? I mean, there's nothing for Chris to do.
No, I did not.
Not at all?
No, I didn't drink last night.
Why?
Not even a...
Why?
Are you? I don't know.
Do you have the shakes today or what?
No, I kind of got home last night. Just didn't feel like it, so I didn't. I mean, I don't have to do it. It's not a must.
That's good.
You know,
it's a good sign.
Right. Started playing FIFA.
Is it?
And
yes.
Started playing FIFA, and there goes the night.
FIFA?
Yeah.
You play on Xbox.
Hours of soccer games on video, huh?
Mm-hmm. Dropped my first game last night in Premier League.
Do you play against the machine? Do
yeah,
you
play I
just
against play against
son?
Computer.
All right. Is your son old enough at four
no.
to be able to handle the...
No, we're just starting the whole reading thing right now.
Reading, screw like reading. You should be playing video games.
Yeah. More money.
Do you
than
start
that.
Like in the World Cup round, like qualifying. I like doing that. You know, pick a really bad team and see how far you can get.
No, I've. Everybody knows my favorite team is Manchester United. They're kind of a big deal already.
Yeah.
So I don't really have to build the team, but I'm in like 2022. I want to say. So the team is pretty much completely different from the current version of Manchester United.
Oh, you are the GM too?
Yeah, I'm the whole thing.
Is there social distancing? Are there fans in the stands?
No, it's actually funny because last night was the first time I grabbed the sticks since this whole COVID thing has kind of graced us with its presence. And like one of the pregame shots, like the stadium didn't look 100% full, and I thought, have I just never noticed this before?
Yeah, they tweak it,
or have they tweaked it? I don't think they've tweaked it, but I could be wrong on that.
Wow, very interesting.
Wow. So Craig spent his whole night in front of his computer, then tossed and turned in bed.
Yeah. Probably because I was looking at a phone and a computer all night. You know, the blue light that comes off affects your sleep.
I think I should lay out a syllabus for you of what you should be watching. And we can go over it point by point on a daily basis if you want, or I can send you a monthly syllabus. It'll be like in college.
I think this is just where we're different. I would go nuts wasting multiple hours watching movies and TV. I can't watch that much TV. I can't. I mean, if there's live sports, I used to be a news junkie. I've never really just hunkered down and just blown through movies. Now I'll watch Seinfeld episodes till the sun comes up. I don't know what my problem is. I'm not built that way. I get bored.
Sometimes we'll go to like a TV show that's 45 minutes long, and then other than switch to a movie, and then vice versa, back and forth. So it's really not else you can do. I sort of wish I had the Xbox now, but I'm not going to go out and get another one because it's you know, this will all be over hopefully sooner rather than later. I hope. But, I'm not going to read a book.
Why not?
You know?
It's very cerebral.
Yeah, it is.
Put your mind at ease.
It does.
Yeah.
I'd have to go out and get some. I shouldn't say that. I have plenty here, but.
You got a library? You know,
you
got a library
just,
at the.
I see the movie.
Just go see the movie. All right. So your boy, Tom Brady. Gave his little
he's
teleconference.
Not my
press
boy.
Conference.
He's our boy.
Well, let's get this straight. He's your boy, all right? Well, I mean, let's not.
I second that.
Let's call it what it is. This is your
fine.
This is your man, love.
Fine.
And he is now down here as a Buccaneer. Had a press conference today, and he didn't really want to get into the decision making process of why he left and came here. Wanted to keep that at a minimum, as you would expect. Even though there were some good questions that could be asked. And then talked about, well, is he going to fit in? Maybe he doesn't like to throw as deep as Arian does. He said, look, I've based my whole career on throwing to whoever's open. If the deep guy's open, I'm throwing it deep.
That's
if
right.
it's the up guy 5 yards out, I'm throwing it to him. So that was basically what I got out of the press conference today. How about you, your observation?
Well, yeah, I mean, that. I just don't, and we went over the numbers yesterday. I don't know where this, it's like certain people, media people, drive this, say that he hasn't thrown the ball down the field. It's stupid, it's idiotic, and it's ignorant, and it's arrogant. And they just saw the stat today. He was tied with Jameis Winston for the most completions down the field this year of 20-plus yards or more.
And his were to the right guy.
Number one. Yeah, his was the right guy. Yeah. Number one, tied with Jameis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we've gone over the numbers before. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, man, he's going to have a field day with these guys. Absolute field day. Two tight ends like that, I promise you, those two tight ends are going to have the best years of their careers, both of them. Guaranteed.
I think you're right. I think you're right, 100% right on that.
If they stay healthy.
If they, yeah, if they stay healthy.
Oh. But overall, I thought it was about what I expected. And again, he's not going to sit there and throw anybody under the bus. But also, if you look into, you know, what he said in the press conference, and really, he went to Kraft's house to tell him, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but what was funny is Kraft thought he was coming over and that he still had a shot of working out a deal with the quarterback.
No, that's why I, from what I understand, look, the Patriots never made an offer. They never made an offer. They said afterwards we could have worked it out, that kind of thing.
I think Kraft,
but they never made an offer.
I think Kraft was going into that visit at the house. If Brady would have said, look, man, I want to stay and finish my career here, what can we do? I think maybe they would have got down to brass tacks and worked something out.
Absolutely. Great point. Absolutely. But I think this is a lot easier. I mean, there's some layers to this, you know, this onion here, but he just, it was time. He wanted to change.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he really, really, truly wanted to stay, he would have. He wanted to change. And I think the best opportunity for him, you know, with all these skilled players, was coming down here. So good for him.
He said,
so you move on.
I think he said something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, that Tampa had the most intriguing situation to him. And obviously, he means all the pieces that they have to work with, no doubt about that. In other news around the NFL, and as soon as that audio is made available to us, we'll play some clips from the Tom Brady press conference. Any moment now, I don't think they've done it yet, the Panthers are expected to release Cam Newton. So that will be that. If I'm the Chargers, I'm the first call. I'm not a believer in Tyrod Taylor. I'm not a believer in going into your new stadium in Los Angeles where you got
Tyrod.
Thank you. We got to fight the Rams for fandom in Los Angeles in a new stadium. You can't do it with Tyrod.
Everything you said, I agree with 150,000%, except everything I've heard and you have too, unless it's a massive smokescreen, is that is exactly what they're intending to do. Of course, they do have Easton Stick, the kid out of North Dakota State, as their backup, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He will remain. Look, everything you said, I agree with. I think a lot of people do, but they are really, really playing their cards close to the vest here. The Chargers are, and I think it's hard for them. I think the Patriots want, if things were normal, I think the Patriots would take a run at Cam Newton, but it's going to be very, very difficult. It's a big time gamble because nobody knows how healthy this guy is, nor will they. In the very near future.
And did you read on Pro Football Talk this morning? I kind of skimmed through it. Like, physicals are coming to an end in the NFL until all this is over with, which makes no sense. I know Tom Brady just had his. There's a weird piece on it. I know Florio wrote it or somebody else. But they're assuming that all physicals are now coming to a stop. And
well, then I also saw they're going to let teams hire with third-party, you know, doctors. So, I don't know. I read
results.
Both.
Mixed results. I don't know what's going on.
I read both. So, I mean, I don't know who to believe. The people that cover the Chargers or the people I've seen write about the Chargers have been saying for months it's Tyrod Taylor, and they're going to draft they'll draft a quarterback, Justin Herbert or whatever.
Right.
Speaking of drafts, there's two great ones. I mean, Mel Kiper, I'm sure we're going to talk about this. And there's another one, Chris, on CBS Sportsline that you may not like at all.
Oh. let's.
What are they? Do we have anything planned for right here? Or can you tell me why I won't like it?
Let's do it.
While you're digging that up,
I will tell you that Chris also has pulled another latest updated Vegas list on win totals after free agency. Before draft, but after free agency, we'll hit all of our favorite spots.
All right, this is from RJ White. A few hours ago.
He doesn't know anything.
RJ White?
I'm just going to throw that out there now.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm just laying the framework to phrase my argument properly.
We're not discrediting a guy before we go do a whole piece on it. We're just, you're nervous about the Dolphins situation.
He says in the mock draft below, you'll find six first round trades that I predicted, not me, him. Him being RJ White. Based on my draft pick value chart, which received a few tweaks recently to steepen the curve value in the top 20.
That's not what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Well, I'm just giving you guy's thinking outside the box.
Flatten the curve.
He's probably going to faint when I read this. He's probably going to be very angry or have a conniption or fall off his chair. Okay, so we still got Joe Burrow at number one to the Bengals.
Okay.
Still has Chase Young. going to the Washington Redskins.
Going out on a lot of limbs here, huh?
With a third pick.
The
Jacksonville Jaguars make a trade and draft Tua Tagovailoa. So he's at three. At number four, Isaiah Simmons, linebacker out of Clemson, goes to the Giants. At number five, the Dolphins' first pick.
Trade out.
Tristan Wirfs, the offensive lineman out of Iowa, is your first round. Your first round.
I mean,
pick
do we
there.
Need to go any farther on this?
A cornbread, sexy number five pick.
Hold on. The best is yet to come.
There's more.
Number six, okay. The Chargers take Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Number seven, to Carolina, Jeff Okudah from Ohio State. Well, he's a great cornerback.
Be a great steal
and
for them.
The Miami Dolphins with pick number eight.
Oh, they traded up to eight to get Jordan Love?
Jordan Love out of Utah State.
Utah!
Now, this guy's projected to go late first round, maybe even possibly late first round.
All right, now let's read the good one. Now let's read Kuiper's.
Well, wait a minute now.
How far back did my
Lions go?
Right here. You'll have the next pick, Craig. Absolutely. All Don't right. let him take over.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Because he's upset.
Jordan Love? Why? Just trade up to draft Tua.
A team that has done everything correctly in free agency is going to make these stupid moves in the draft?
That makes no sense. If you're going to trade
up. Fan base would kill you guys for doing that.
I might stop being a fan of the team.
Oh, God, I hope it happens. Derek Brown from the defensive lineman from Auburn. He goes to Detroit.
I'm totally down with that.
Stud.
Yeah. That would make me very happy, actually.
Number 10, Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman of Georgia, from Georgia, goes to Cleveland. Let me see your good ones. Let's see. The Ravens take number 13, Jerry Jeudy, in this mock draft. The Buccaneers, with pick number 14, take...
The Ravens took Jerry Jeudy at 13? Yeah.
Yes.
That was the pick that San Francisco just traded for to get that sent Buckner to Indianapolis, right?
Yeah.
So the Ravens, so here they ship number 28, 55, and 106 to get all the way up to 13 and take arguably the top receiver in the draft. So remember, he's got some trades here. This is how they did this.
Where are your beloved Patriots here?
Well, Tampa Bay takes Mekhi Becton, offensive lineman out of Louisville. I have no idea who that is.
He is an athletic freak. He is something out of
He's 6'7", 364.
And runs like a sub-5-second 40-yard dash. Like he is an athletic freak.
Oh, yes. We saw him in the combine. Yes. We saw him. I remember. Okay, that's the guy. Okay.
That's an offensive lineman. I got circled for the Dolphins there at, 18 or
whatever
it is.
Yeah.
Other picks, the Cowboys at number 17 take Kalavon Chasen from sophomore from LSU.
By the way, their offensive lineman, Travis Frederick, just retired at age 29.
Shocking.
Well, he's sick. He's got an autoimmune disease.
Oh, really?
Missed 2 years ago, but played 16 games with it this year. He's 29. He's just not going to play anymore. So that's a big hole they got to fill all of a sudden.
Yes, it is.
Number 20, the Lions pick out of LSU. Cornerback Christian Fulton. So I like your two defensive picks
Wait a minute. Why do we have two picks in the first round?
Because you traded down.
Oh, I got you. Got value. Yeah.
Value.
Lions used a second first rounder they acquired from the Jags in the trade down to bolster their talent at corner after Darius Slay went bye-bye. Let's see. Trevon Diggs goes to the Falcons at number 22.
Stephon Diggs' brother.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you didn't know
And going to the Patriots at number 23, Henry Ruggs III out of Alabama. Interesting. So there's
too bad you don't have a quarterback that can give the ball to him.
Round one, pick number 26 for the Dolphins, Zach Bond from Wisconsin, a linebacker.
What a stupid mock draft.
All right, who is this clown?
Such a silly mock draft.
Why?
Who is this? Because it makes no sense. It makes no sense. The Dolphins are going to trade up, but not trade up to number three. They're going to trade up to eight to get Jordan Love. It's comical.
What's this guy's name?
RJ Clown Show.
No, RJ. Pick number 31. Tampa Bay Buccaneers take safety Xavier McKinney out of Alabama.
All right, now let's get serious. Let's look at Mel Kiper's.
There we go.
Mock draft,
real mock draft
because it fits your You know,
well, no, it fits logic. It fits logic is what it does.
And right now, like in these trying times, I need logic. I can't be having out of the box thinking right now.
That's well, but.
All right, who's got Kuiper's draft pull up? I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, I got it right here.
All right, let's
roll. No problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
Let's go, Chris. Let's read the real draft.
Let me drop some real knowledge on you peeps. All right, same as RJ, whatever. Cincinnati Bengals taking Burrow at number one. Chase Young going to the Redskins at number two. Jeff Okuda, cornerback, Ohio State, goes to Detroit. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do trades, just so everybody knows.
Oh, Kuiper. That's true.
Kuiper won't do any trades in his
mock
draft.
He goes best available player at that slot.
Well, no, he'll take into account like team needs and stuff like that. Right. Isaiah Simmons, outside linebacker, kind of a do-everything outside linebacker out of Clemson, goes to the Giants at four.
Yes.
And the Dolphins taking Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, out of
Alabama.
Boom.
Soon to be a Jaguar.
And the 10-second video that was tweeted out yesterday tells me all I need to know right there. You see those quick twitch fibers going on right there? Quick feet. That's what you want. Can move around in the pocket. We didn't see where the ball went. No. We didn't see if it was on target.
We don't care.
We didn't see if he did the drill right.
I just want to see if his hip didn't go out of socket.
But it looked good. Sign me up.
Tight. Very good. That little 10-second video, how much money do you think that made him today?
Oh, a lot of money. Awful lot of money.
All right.
312 says, 10-second video, it's like, really? Are you kidding me, Tua? Tagovailoa overinflated.
You guys are going to be eating this. I'm going to tell you. Eating crow.
We had the same thing happen with Peyton Manning when he was a free agent. A little snippet of a video working out with Cutcliffe over there at Duke. And it was like, oh, he can throw again. And he, boom, the Dolphins and the Broncos and a couple other teams were very interested all of a sudden. And he got big money.
Two Super Bowl appearances later.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
And an MVP.
And an MVP.
Off of a 10-second
video.
Broke
the passing touchdown record for a season.
That's right.
Does he still have it?
The record?
Yeah. Because Brady
did Brady beat it?
50. No, Brady didn't beat it.
No, then it's still intact. That might be worth a fact check. I don't be incorrect or anything.
No, Brady didn't beat it. Well, he had it at one point.
Yeah, he did. I think he had it first. I think Brady, or then Peyton broke
it. Yeah, Manning had it first, and then Brady beat it in 07.
No, Brady had it in 07.
Yeah.
And then Manning broke it with the 55. Yeah, and he still got it. And those are still the highest two. Peyton Manning, 55. Tom Brady, 50. And Patrick Mahomes, 2 years ago, tied the 50.
Second year.
First Peyton Manning's thrown 49 on two separate occasions.
Ah, couldn't get over the hump. Marvin Harrison probably dropped one.
Probably. Or Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, Austin Colley.
Oh, no doubt. All right. We are just warming up the band. Actually, Chris, when we come back, I want to do your predicted win totals from Vegas now. They have updated following free agency. Keep in mind, this is pre-draft. So we'll do that. We've got Sound Street in a little bit as well. Later on, I pulled a list of the 10 underrated free agency moves in the NFL. We talked about all the big names.
Mm-hmm.
There are some big names on this list that didn't get as much attention. And I think these are a lot of players that maybe have had good years in the past and for whatever reason did. If they could find their former selves, this will be a steal for some of these teams. We'll take a look at this list next hour. We, of course, have Red Alert coming up as well and Master Pete Theater.
Classic today. It's going to make everybody feel good. It is a classic, and it's a subject that everybody loves.
All right. Very good. The Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab starts Monday. That you could probably use some cash right now. Forget about a government bailout. You can get your own cash right here with Sheeman and Shepherd starting on Monday.
We'll bail you out.
We'll bail you out. We'll be giving away a total of $100,000 throughout the month of April.
Whoa.
Your first chances to win is on Monday at 8 a.m. I believe there'll be more chances to win this go-around as well.
More information coming, but just set your alarm, 8 a.m. Monday morning. Flip it over to 99.3 ESPN. Go out, walk outside from your house when you're in isolation.
Yeah.
Get in your car. Turn it on because it's already on 99.3 ESPN. Boom. Right. There's code word, 1,000 or $500 to be in your pocket right there.
Good thinking. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3.
Jacksonville, we discuss when we come back.
No. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP26 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Do I know this tune, Chris? A little snappy.
It's Sexual Healing, but it's not Marvin Gaye.
Yes, it is Sexual Healing.
But not Marvin Gaye.
That sounds like Marvin Gaye.
Well, it's Marvin Gaye's voice, yeah, but it's a Kygo remix.
Kygo?
K-Y-G-O.
K-Y-G-O.
Is that a group?
He's a DJ.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Speaking of musical interludes, later on next hour, Pete Shepard with Master P Theater.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Marvin Gaye, really, Pete Shepard.
It's going to make you feel really good today.
Yeah, good. We need
that's what
that.
I'm about making people feel good. So is Ben Affleck, because you just tweeted out, and I already have it.
From the harbor!
The Way Back movie is being released today, so you can watch that. That's he's a basketball coach, alcoholic, and recovers, and blah, blah, blah. Looks like a modern-day Hoosiers. It looks pretty good. I have that.
Please.
So I'll be watching that tonight.
It kind of looks like a mixture between the movie Hardball with Keanu Reeves and Coach Carter with Samuel L. Jackson. Am I right? I'm sorry.
I didn't see either one of those movies.
What? You didn't see Coach Carter?
Nope.
Ooh, you have a little homework to do, Pete Shepard.
All right. I'm sure I'll like it.
Is that a Disney movie?
Samuel L. Jackson does, I like.
No, it might not be. I don't think it's a Disney movie, actually. Good movie, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching. Unlike others who need a syllabus. By the way, Craig, former Lions cornerback Rashawn Melvin just signed a one-year $2.25 million deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the next home for Tua Tagovailoa, so that'll be good.
Well, I know part of that's true. Yeah. The other part you say tongue-in-cheek, in case somebody just listened, we went over one of the mock drafts out there that had Jacksonville trading up to get Tua. But no, that's not happening. Now the Lions have no starting corners, as Darius Slay has been traded, so I don't know what the heck Matt Patricia's doing. I guess we're going to draft the youngster out of
Jeff Okuda
out of Ohio State. That's pretty much a slam dunk. You could see that coming. Yes, that's one less team you have to worry about. And the Giants aren't going to draft a quarterback. You might not have to give up any draft capital whatsoever.
So here's the only thing from a Dolphins perspective that should Dolphins fan who wants Tua. Right, because there's a group of Dolphins fans out there that say, I don't want Tua. Stay away from the guy. Guy's made out of glass.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
Right.
But Burrow's going one.
Right.
Yesterday, the Redskins make the deal that sends Kyle Allen from Carolina to Washington. So now they got two young quarterbacks there, Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen.
So Chase Young is a done deal there.
There is a gaping hole on the Detroit Lions roster for cornerback.
Fact.
The best player on the board will probably be a cornerback there when you're taking number three, Jeff Okuda.
Great, yeah.
So then you look at number four in the Giants. Now, they're not going to take a quarterback there, but what you have to be worried about is the Chargers.
Trading up.
Or the Jaguars, or anybody, I guess, targeting number four to jump ahead of the Dolphins at number five.
Gotcha.
I just don't see the Chargers doing it. Maybe I don't know, Chris. I mean, wouldn't that be? Well, what if he ended up there? Is that there's no way? Is there? I mean,
I don't think so. But I mean, we're trying to paint the picture on how right now, because it seems too easy right now that the top of the draft is coming together so neatly. Like all the best players available are filling team needs at the top of the draft.
Right.
The Bengals need a quarterback. The Redskins need a pass rusher. The Lions need a cornerback now.
Yes.
I don't see any reason for teams to trade out at that point.
I don't either. I think the Chargers are going to do it exactly. They're going to go with Tyrod Taylor, and they're going to draft Justin Herbert. I think that's what they're going to do. I'll be stunned if they do anything differently. But I guess they shouldn't be, but I think that's the way they're going to go.
But Jacksonville does have, they have the two first-round picks this year. Yep. I believe they have two first-rounders this year, where they've got the ammunition. They can move up from 9 to 4. Maybe you have to come off one of those first, but I mean, we know the price. If you hit on the franchise quarterback, your franchise is set up for success for the next 5 years.
My man Otis has texted in. He said, Pete Shepard, go dance with that gator in your backyard and stop trying to send Tua to Jacksonville.
He's not there right now. But it certainly looks like Jacksonville's committed to Gardner Minshew. So it certainly seems that way, at least for now.
But, we still got really good quarterbacks out there on the market right now. Like, Jameis is still out there. Okay, maybe not really good quarterbacks. We've still got decent quarterbacks out on the market right now. Cam Newton's going to be released in the next hour or so.
Yes.
Jameis Winston is a free agent, right? Like, there's still some nice
I agree. And if I'm Jacksonville or in if I'm Jacksonville, I might take a flyer on either one of those guys just to see. I mean, at least you push Gardner Minshew. You could see Cam Newton. If Cam Newton is reasonably healthy, if somebody finds out he's reasonably healthy, I think Jacksonville will take a run at him. I think the Patriots will. I don't think the Patriots will go after Jameis at all. I think he's off their radar. But I think Cam would be. Again, he only went foot surgery in December. You don't know what his status is going to be.
If but I were
somebody,
in charge,
there's no doubt he'll be. I think he will have a team in the next 48 hours. I have no doubt.
I put Cam in L.A. with the Chargers, and I put Jameis in at the Jacksonville. Jameis and Gardner Minshew. Yeah. That's your quarterback battle.
Makes too much sense.
See, it's all done.
Makes sense.
It's all nice and neat. Now we don't have a home for Andy. And Andy Dalton stays in Cincinnati for a year. He's cheap.
Do you believe the Chargers management or not, or the rumors, or the little nuggets could come out of the Chargers that they're just going to go with Taylor and Herbert? But I agree with you. A new stadium, maybe.
Yeah.
All this stuff, it makes Cam Newton in a Charger uniform. Are you kidding me?
Cam Newton coming out in all his boas and scarves in Los Angeles is a perfect fit. Are you kidding me?
Agree.
I got to give a shout out to Quantum Leap. This hurts, but it's true. It's social distancing. It has on the left side of the page the Super Bowl trophy and on the right side the Detroit Lion logo. Keeping them as far apart as possible.
I like for Jameis Winston, just go to Pittsburgh, sign a 3-year deal or whatever, be the backup behind Ben. He's got 2 years left on his deal. And just get out of the limelight for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just there'd be no pressure going up there. You know he can fill in for a game or two and get you what you need. Go up there and learn. That's what Jameis needs, I think.
Yeah. Not
well,
a bad
he could
idea.
Also, I mean, but you could see if Jameis say does go to Jacksonville, I mean, he's going to have a big chip on his shoulder. You know that. Now, I don't know what kind of camp he's going to have, but would it shock anyone if he had a tremendous camp and Gardner Minshew was, sort of okay? I could see Jameis. He could beat him out, possibly.
I absolutely could see that. You put those two in a camp situation, who's going to look more athletic? Who's going to have the stronger arm? Who's going to have the upside? But who's going to throw more interceptions to his own teammates in practice?
Well, and that's the thing. And then that has a situation also that could be disastrous for Gardner Minshew, because do you want a guy like that always looking over your shoulder at this early in his career? I mean, do you want that? That's a tough spot. But then again, if you're Jacksonville, you're trying to win. You want competition. But that's the kind of move that can divide a locker room really quickly, I think. It's possible.
Married 1 year says, then the Steelers, if Jameis goes to Pittsburgh, would have two sexual assaulters at quarterback.
That aside, Jameis in Pittsburgh, that's not a divided locker room. That's Ben Roethlisberger's locker room.
That's the strongest locker room in the NFL after what they just went through the past 2 years.
And we've seen the carousel of backup quarterbacks that the Steelers have been trying to put behind Ben for the last few years. They traded off Josh Dobbs last year because they liked Mason Rudolph more. How'd that work out? We saw Devlin Duck Hodges there shortly after Mason Rudolph got the starting job. And this isn't a new thing in Pittsburgh. They've been having an issue with backup quarterback for a while now. Jameis fills that.
Yeah.
Sign him to a long-term deal where he can just be your backup, learn from Ben Roethlisberger, stay in one of the three best organizations in the NFL, and just learn. That's the best thing for Jameis Winston. Not immediate, but I think long-term, if he's ever going to be a week-in, week-out starter in the NFL again, I like Pittsburgh for him.
Makes sense.
Go in there and learn what? He says he's going his sixth year. Learn what? If he hasn't learned it by now, I mean, he's not going to blossom in year six with the Pittsburgh Steelers sitting on the bench.
Look, is there...
He had his time to blossom screwed it up.
Then by that same theory, then nobody should sign him, right?
Time to retire.
Well, no, I'm saying, I think he...
But that's why you don't say that.
Well, no, I think he's a good backup, but I'm saying, is anybody expecting him to... I mean, what are your expectations of him now? We keep saying the same thing for the last 3 years. And this is what, year number five or six? Year number five
He's going into year number six.
I like what Chris says. Get him out of the limelight. Yeah. Take the responsibilities off his shoulders.
And Pete, you just said, what are the expectations? That's the thing. You go to Pittsburgh, there are no expectations.
You're right.
He's still a guy capable of throwing for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. No matter what, he's still capable of that. Get out of the limelight, quit having the pressure, quit blowing games every week with pick sixes, sit on the bench and ride it out.
That's probably what's going to happen. Yeah, and he would be, I think a lot of teams would welcome him as a backup. And there's still a couple of teams he could start. I think his best chance to start, if he had it, is probably Jacksonville. Or the Chargers.
Yeah.
But if they drafted nobody else. I mean, to push, you know, him and Tyrod Taylor battling it out in camp, or him and Gardner Minshew battling it out in camp, I could see him winning the job in either of those two, you know, teams.
But for the long-term success of Jameis Winston in the league, is winning a starting job the most important thing in 2020, or is staying in the league and trying to get better? We know how it is with quarterbacks. Like if his next stop is not even where you can't find a glimmer of success, he's done in the league.
You're right.
Like he needs to set himself up in a well-run organization, surround himself in an offense where he can wrap his head around a playbook. And I'm sorry, two guys where their games mirror each other, Jameis Winston, Ben Roethlisberger. They are the same guy. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger might be an inch taller and about 40 pounds heavier at this point.
Better beard.
Horrible beard. There's something living in that beard.
Shula says, Pete, you like anything Samuel Jackson, snakes on a MFing plane. How do you not love snakes on a plane? It is hysterical. You take it for what it is. It is absolutely hysterical. It's like Anaconda. I laughed my whole way through, right up until John Voight got swallowed by the Anaconda.
Anaconda was scary.
I never watched Snakes on a Plane.
Spit back up.
I never saw it.
I was fully aware of these
social ramifications. It's got J-Lo in it.
It's got J-Lo in it.
J-Lo's in Snakes on a Plane?
No, Anaconda.
No, Anaconda.
Her high school boyfriend died yesterday, 51 years old. They dated for like 10 years.
It's too bad.
Then she got big and I think dumped him. Huh. And then he just died. That was kind of a left turn. I apologize. That was kind of a downer.
Arthur Bills fan says Winston and Newton won't take backup jobs. Well, they may not have a choice. I think Winston will be a starter, so I think he will find a way. Well, I don't know about that.
Jacksonville's the only place he can start.
You don't know because no one. It's going to be a gamble. Nobody knows how healthy he is.
Oh, you're talking about Cam or Jameis? Okay.
You say Winston and Newton will never be backups. I totally disagree with you.
I think Winston definitely will be, and Cam probably will have to be for a while. But I would say Cam's got... I tell you, if Cam's healthy and he goes to the Chargers, he's going to be the starter. I
mean, or Jacksonville. You know, either one. I think Jameis or Cam going to Jacksonville is interchangeable as far as pushing Gardner Minshew. It's at least an opportunity to win the starting job, right?
Yeah.
If Cam's healthy, I think he can compete. That's such a big question mark around Cam Newton.
It is. It's the only question surrounding Cam Newton. It's going to be a gamble for somebody to take him on. But I think he will get a hitch on with somebody in the next couple of days. I really believe that.
We got breaking news. Hates Top Gun has texted in. He says he's working from home. He started channel surfing, and now he's watching Top Gun.
Oh, man, what part is it at right now?
What channel is it on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's love Top Gun.
Hang on. I'm talking into my Top Gun.
Xfinity, boys and girls.
That's right. Xfinity.
It's on Play Free to Me. It's on AMC right now.
Oh. Where are we in the movie?
Let's see.
Question, is this the AMC version that has the director's notes in the film? The little pop-up bubbles?
I found that distracting.
Oh, it's distracting, but you learn a lot of cool things. I've watched the Top Gun with the director's notes in it.
Yeah?
Fantastic stuff.
Give me an example of something that was good.
Well, I don't remember anything off the top of my head right now, but I remember there was a lot in there.
It's coming on.
Oh, it's the beginning.
It's from the beginning?
It's the beginning. Oh, wow.
Gosh. Turn it up, Pete. Turn it up. Come on, crank it. Scare your dog. Let's go.
What is it, July 4th of 1965, the United States Naval?
Pretty good.
Navy created.
Pretty good.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I love it.
Kelly McGillis. On March 3rd, 1969, the U.S. Navy established an elite school for the top 1% of its pilots. Its purpose was to teach the lost art of aerial combat and to ensure that the handful of men who graduated were the best fighter pilots in the world. They succeeded. Today, the Navy calls it Fighter Weapons School. The Flyers call it Top Gun. Goosebumps.
I think we're going to do live Top Gun check-ins every segment now from Pete Shepard's home. As yeah, we are doing social distancing. He's watching Top Gun on the TV. He's doing the radio show from his palatial estate in Bonita. Chris and I are here in our studios in opposite rooms.
Chills, Pete Shepard. Chills.
Oh, me too.
Wow.
This is great. All right, we'll do that. We got Sound Street. We're going to do new projected win totals for NFL teams. We've got the 10 most underrated free agency signings in the NFL that will be very impactful, or at least they could be. Plus Red Alert and Master P Theater. I mean, what else can I offer you people as we try to keep your lives normal here in Southwest Florida? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's start it off with the NBA. Here's Mark Cuban on WFAA. You know, I'm starting to feel like we're turning the corner. Some optimism. The president today says he wants to get people working again by Easter. Mark Cuban thinks the NBA could return by the middle of May.
I'm proud of Adam Silver. I'm proud of the NBA and the way we've reacted. I think we've led the way, and hopefully we'll lead the way out of this. I mean, you know, no one has perfect information right now, and so all decisions are tough. But, you know, if I had to guess based off the people I've talked to at the CDC and other places, I would say that, you know, the over-under would be June 1st, and I'm taking the under, that hopefully by middle
speaking
of
my language.
May, we're starting to get back to normal, and the NBA is playing games, maybe not with fans, but we're playing games because sports play such an important role. You know, people want something to cheer for. People want something to rally around. People want something to be excited about.
The Cubes. Some optimism.
Yeah, that's great. I hope so. Even if it's without fans, at least it's something to watch. I still think it's going to be very difficult to do that, but not impossible. I hope he's right.
Cuban for president was trending on Twitter earlier this morning.
He was kicking the tires on running before.
Oh, he went after...
It's been very anti-Trump.
No, he went after a couple of senators. Schumer was one, and the other one was a Republican, but basically called him out. Used a couple expletives.
Yesterday?
Was it yesterday or this morning? It might have been yesterday, but yeah, called him. Fantastic tweet.
Well, he wasn't the only one. The CEO of Home Depot basically cussed out Congress for their maneuvers yesterday and not being able to pass a bill to help people out. People are fed up with this nonsense in Washington, D.C.
And they should be. They should
be. Ridiculous. Here's O.J. Howard. Oh, yeah, baby. He's overwhelmed and excited to hear that Tom Brady is coming on ESPN.
Man, I was just kind of, you know, I was excited about it. You know, it was kind of hard to, you know, put it all in perspective, you know, just hearing the rumors about it. I just wanted to see when it finally became final. And once he signed the papers and I knew it was true, I was excited about it.
Here he is talking about how now the Bucks now have Super Bowl aspirations.
Last year, we had our expectations set pretty high. You know, obviously, we didn't get a chance to go to the playoffs. We haven't been in a while. But this year, our first step is just make the playoffs. And once we get in there, we're in there contending. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to play at the Super Bowl at our home stadium, be the first team to do that. And, I mean, that's our entire goal. Why do you play if you don't want to make it to the Super Bowl?
Very enthusiastic.
Bill Parcells used to say, just get to the tournament. Get in the tournament.
That's what I say, too. I guess. I don't know. My team really doesn't make it much. Dan Orlovsky, who used to play for my team, now he's on ESPN, and this morning was on Golic and Wingo, on whether Jameis Winston is an actual starter.
I think Jameis Winston has you know, really had a dose of reality and this last 2 or 3 week stretch, and the fact that you can continue to post videos of you pushing big cars on the internet, but you know the truth is that the NFL is telling you exactly what they think of you, not what you think of you, what they
Bless you.
The reality is the NFL sees Jameis as a backup.
Sneezing to my arm.
You're sitting there sneezing over there. Well, this is why we're social distancing.
One of the loudest sneezes. It didn't sound like it was a compact sneeze.
It doesn't sound like you even tried to hold it back.
Not only that, I held the mic under the coffee table here, under my table in the studio.
Well, that's not how mics
work. I'll unplug it next time.
Does the mic have a switch on the side? No, because some of them do, some of them don't.
This one does not.
Okay.
But I can still.
Is he doing this with a handheld?
Like this.
Hey, he's got a mic stand, but yeah.
Oh, you got to hold a microphone for 4 hours?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
I do that when we go on the road.
I got my feet up on my couch. I got my, like, see my lap. Are you kidding me?
What about Pete Shepard's current work environment?
I ain't coming back to that
it's
place.
It's annoying. Seriously.
I got the TV on. I'm watching Top Gun in split screen with ESPN. I got Sound Street up on my computer. I got all my apps up and everything else. And I just had my nice cup of coffee.
All right.
Go to water.
Sneezing wherever he pleases.
Yeah, exactly. One more soundbite here on Sound Street. Here's Mel Kiper talking about the beloved Detroit Lions and how they should move the heck out of that number three spot. Go look and we go.
It would be a great move for Detroit. What do they lose? They lose nothing by going from 3 to 5. They still are guaranteed either Okuda or Isaiah Simmons, outside linebacker from Clemson, by going from 3 to 5. Miami would jump up to get the quarterback, Tua, if they feel medically he's ready to go. So that's certainly a possibility there. Giants could move down as well and still get a really good offensive tackle if they don't want Okuda or Simmons. So there's different scenarios there, guys. But at 3 and 4, you have to believe a trade could be in play.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mel Kiper.
I just feel that the top six picks are not going to go as planned. I don't know. I just have a feeling something's going to happen.
What the hell is wrong with you now, Chris?
What happened?
He's dying over there. But he turned his mic off.
Had a little saliva go in the gullet when I went to go talk.
Is that what it was?
Your epiglottis.
I did a deep inhale.
Okay, so you're okay. I don't have to be alarmed working with you in the same building.
No, I'm fine. That was a pure wrong pipe scenario. But our friends are our teams are connected at the hip, Craig.
Our teams? Oh, yeah.
Dolphins and Lions. I think that there's going to be a move that goes down between those two teams.
In accord, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
You get a third out of the deal to move two spots back. You're going to get the guy you were going to get anyway.
Yeah.
Dolphins got the ammunition.
Yeah.
I think it's a win-win for everyone.
All right. Speaking of win-win, you've got projected win totals.
Oh, yes, I do.
When we do this, I think I'm still in for a new head football coach with my team. We'll take a look at that. I've got the 10 most underrated free agent signings in the NFL so far that we really haven't paid a lot of attention to. It's a Red Alert Tuesday and Master Pete Theater around the corner. And we'll also check in with Pete in a couple of minutes to see where the Top Gun movie is. We're going to do live check-ins. He's watching it on TV as he does his show, Social Distancing from Home.
Full disclosure, Craig, because it was on demand, so it's still in the beginning, but I can just turn it up.
It doesn't matter.
I'm actually not watching it right now. I can put it up anytime
put
you want.
Put it up.
Though.
All right, that's what we're going to do.
It's
we're
going to
do check-ins.
I just activated Siri.
All right, shut up. Your act together over there. We'll be right back. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.